Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast, everybody. I'm comedian Mike Vecchione. To my left is comedian Ben Rosenfeld, conscious of sound, turning the air conditioning off whenever he has the opportunity.
But I put in the air conditioner in my apartment this week. That before July, that's a win for everyone.
Ben put in the air conditioner, but now he's torturing us in terms of refusing to use it. It's like a hot yoga studio in here.
Not yet. Give it another 25 minutes. It's going to be pretty hot.
Ben,
I mean, Bobby's already asleep, but I don't think it's because of
the heat. Ben is up, and Ben is popping around here with, like, has a new life. Bobby, on the other hand, is asleep.
Literally holding a bottle of some, I don't even know what. We're going to put a photo on this for our fans to Bobby, see what we're dealing with today.
Bobby has a Hawaiian shirt on and stretchy pants. And he's out. He's out of it. We're trying to get it to move.
I don't know. Bobby?
Bobby.
Bobby, we're on air.
Bobby, we're on air.
Hello. Bobby, how are you?
Okay.
You want to move over?
You want to move over so you can, they can hear you?
Our friends can hear you?
So Mike gets to stick his finger up my ass like he did last week and call me a puppet?
All right. It's Gay Pride was the weekend.
Happy Gay Pride,
Bobby. It's no longer
Gay
Pride anymore,
I think he's
Bobby.
Still recovering from Gay Pride.
Yeah.
A little too much pride.
No, I don't have pride. I didn't even go to parade. I just had to go there to walk to 11 blocks to go to the drugstore because it was right there. Christopher, I almost died there. Then I finished banging a guy that morning. Then another guy that afternoon, all day and night. Then he left that night. And I went and I hooked up with somebody else.
Wow.
And then that one.
He's out of it.
He's fallen asleep in
mid-sentence on the air.
Come on, Bobby.
Hundreds of thousands of friends are listening to you, Bobby. Or maybe just hundreds.
She picked a fine time to leave me.
Okay, right. So you went to the, and you were just banging guys all through the parade? Bobby?
Bobby's usually a good storyteller. Now he's just
he's fallen asleep.
I'll listen to your stories.
No, you were the storyteller. He's falling asleep.
Are you on something today, Bobby?
I dabble in some things.
Oh, my God. You gotta get you some coffee or something, bro.
Can you at least not fall asleep holding the bottle and then it's gonna spill and then my roommate's gonna have a shit fit?
We have to get Ben's roommate's response to this.
He's not here.
He's not here, but he's gonna complain if
you
mess up
the furniture.
He's gonna come
back. He's gonna send me some sort of passive-aggressive text.
So that copies the show.
Yeah, on the podcast. So you didn't go to the parade. You were annoyed by the gay parade traffic.
I was outside in New Jersey, and I was blocking the HMO trucks from coming in. Because that's what I've been living off, HMOs for the last 37 years.
Okay.
You mean Health Medical Organization? Like the insurance company?
Yeah.
Do you mean HOMO?
Yeah. Homos. Bobby's in a weakened state.
All
the
right.
Homo parade, Bobby.
Yeah, I didn't go.
Okay, because you were too busy banging dudes. You were actually doing something gayer than participating in the parade. That was a good one, Bobby. That you were actually doing something gayer.
All right. I think we just ignore Bobby. And
I don't
then
know.
When he's ready,
he'll chime in when he wants
he'll
to chime in.
In.
I don't know.
Anyway, I'd like to apologize. I showed up late to... I know we record at my place. I was a little late today.
Why were you late, Ben?
I found a friend of mine gave me this place called SalonApprentice.com where you can get free haircuts from, like, beauty school students.
God, you're so cheap. You're so cheap! Oh, my God, you're the cheapest guy I know. Are you getting this, Bobby?
Yes, yeah, Bobby's got
to get it. Yeah, but he wants to get free haircuts, and he's willing to go to people who are training in order to get a free haircut.
Well, this guy was like 2.5 years in on like a really nice salon on 59th and Park. It was good.
You know, hey, you know what, Bobby? This is interesting to you. 59th and Park, that's where Albert Anastasia got murdered.
Who's that?
He was a mob guy. He was a famous mob figure for... He was the head of Murder Incorporated in, like, the 20s.
Yeah.
It was, like, 57th and... It's not 59th and Park. It was, like, 57th and Park.
How'd you go?
Well, he was at a barber shop. He was getting a shave. And then two gunmen walked in and blew him away. This is, like, in the 50s. All right. Good back-and-forth banter that we had. Which, he died. He got... Because he got shot. And then now, years later, 64 years later... You
that's some good math
still honor the veterans. It was a phony bullshit ploy last week. And I was very offended by it.
Okay, Bobby chiming in with something that has nothing to do with our conversation. But it was a good one, Bobby. Just Bobby incoherently mumbling at this point. All right.
He's trying his best.
No, I like it.
It's a nice change up for him not letting us get a word out.
Right.
I'd like to have a balance, you know.
I mean, you know what I gotta give him? I gotta give him credit for getting here.
That's true. He said he was knee-deep in some boy, over 18 boy.
Over 18.
And that he stopped at 1:30 on the dot like a consummate professional.
Oh my god, really? Is that what happened?
Showered and he was here.
He's on no sleep, though. For those of you listeners at home, Bobby is sleeping sitting up. He's sleeping sitting up. Unbelievable dedication.
I just hope he wakes up enough to leave my apartment.
That you're laughing. That's really funny. He's going to crash here. He'll be here for like 2 days. Recovery time.
That's not an option.
So what were you talking about?
So I was supposed to be there at... I got there at noon for 11:50 for a noon appointment.
Yeah.
The hair school or whatever, their lecture was running late. He didn't acknowledge my existence until like 12:40. Haircuts started around 1:00. And then I guess they're not allowed to use buzzers because it was all scissors for everything, and it didn't end until like 2:15. I don't even think Bobby's fake snoring. I think
he's really snoring. Oh my god!
See, this is why I turned off the air so our listeners could hear him snore better.
So you got a
free hair. Well, I gave him a $10
hour and 15 haircut.
It took a while, and I rushed him at the end. He could have fixed up my beard a little more, but...
Yeah, but what's the point of an hour and 50? What's the point?
I don't know why it took him so long, but, like, first he had to, like, talk to me, then, like, explain it to his teacher, then do it, then the teacher looked again. It was interesting. I felt like I was helping society.
That's really funny that you are, like, a nude model for...
I had my clothes on.
you're, like, a model for...
A hair model.
How did you find this?
SalonApprentice.com. It's pretty cool. You should check it out.
You're so savvy, Ben, when it comes to saving
money. Someone gave it to me. It wasn't my doing.
Unbelievable that this guy is sleeping. I don't...
That's not consummate professional.
I have no idea what this is. Why did he should have just stayed home.
Yeah, autopsy, you're wrong.
Bobby, why didn't you just stay home and take the day off?
No, because we get mad at him when he calls out at the last second.
I do get mad at him when he calls out, but this is crazy.
I think he's dreaming.
Between Bobby sleeping and Ben eating delicious desserts.
You gotta clear the show today.
It's my girl's birthday, Stephanie, on Friday, and she brought some desserts to my place.
Very delicious.
Very delicious.
She came out to your show, had an after party, it was fun.
Yeah, for her birthday we had a party, and I brought them leftover desserts. So Bobby ate like 2 of them and went to sleep, and Ben is meticulously...
meticulously I've never heard the word meticulous in dessert
meticulously
before.
Cutting through the desserts.
One
after his free haircut. Ben's free haircut.
It's a freebie day at the Rosenfeld household.
Unbelievable. How about you quit yoga because you didn't want to pay for yoga anymore? You're like, I'll just go for a run.
Yeah.
I'm like, yoga's different than going for a run. You're like, I don't know. Whatever. I don't want to pay for it.
I'd pay if they just give me $49 a month, I'd keep going. Plus, it was taking up a lot of time. It was like a 3-hour a day commitment.
You went every day, obsessive. You were going every single day. But I get it because you live two places down.
Plus, and I paid for the month, so I want to get my money to work.
Oh my god. Are you such. You are so cheap, Ben. You're so fucking cheap. And Bobby, on the other hand, is a fucking.
If I had money, I wouldn't be cheap. It's just.
I don't have any money either. I'm doing this podcast because I'm rich.
You're not going to keep doing this when you hit your million?
My God,
when your sitcom goes to syndication?
So out of here. You know what? Not only am I going to... you're my friend and that'll always be. But I will never come to your... I don't even want to say your apartment. I'll never come to your neighborhood again.
Never going south of 30th Ave?
I will not come to your neighborhood anymore.
All right. Let's get to the topic since...
Gay Pride. I think it's funny because the traffic.
Oh, I got caught. I was running late to meet my mom yesterday, and I got caught in traffic for like 10 extra minutes on 5th Avenue and 23rd because of that parade.
Yeah.
And like, I support the gays. I'm friends with Bobby, I think. I don't know if he has friends or how he... Anyway, I support the gays, but being stuck in traffic as a pedestrian waiting for that thing to cross made me hate gays and want to commit a hate crime.
Oh my god, Ben. That's ugly, man.
I support them as long as they don't fuck with my traffic patterns.
Traffic patterns.
Marry whoever you want, just don't fucking...
That really does...
impede my walking.
It makes you angry.
It makes me so angry. I was...
Why does everybody have to have a parade? So would you
parades
be...
Parades are stupid to begin with.
But would you be prejudiced against anybody having a parade?
Yes. I think we should have a no parade law.
But how would people show their pride?
Go on the internet?
Exactly.
Have a Twitter hashtag parade.
Oh my god, a Twitter. You want to solve everything in 140 characters or less, don't you, Ben? Bobby, you want to weigh in here?
I want to wake him up in 140 characters.
I'm okay.
You're okay.
Yeah, we're okay today. Ben's over there. Come in today.
Ben's not the boss of you, Bobby. But he was right. You should have come in today. But you're going to sleep through the podcast.
Are you going to rally for the second half, Bobby? I'll take that as a no.
It's, the desserts probably put him over the edge. Yeah, I wonder how that does, that parade traffic. It turns a lot of people off.
Yeah.
You know?
If it was like they can be married and never have a parade, or all parades and no marriage.
It's not just their parade. There's Puerto Rican, there's Dominican, there's San Gennaro. They shut down everything in Little Italy.
Oh, but no one goes to Little Italy isn't like a traffic artery like 5th and 23rd.
That's true. It doesn't block down the whole city. Italians, Columbus Day, though. I'm trying to think of something Italians are at fault for. Columbus Day. There's a parade.
The Jersey Shore.
The Jersey Shore.
Your people owe us an apology for them.
Yeah, they do. I'm on your side on that one. All right. Let's keep it moving as Bobby snores. It's unbelievable. Oh, my God.
I'd like to apologize to our friends for Bobby's...
Bobby snoring.
Snoring his way through the podcast. And he took two carrot cakes. He doesn't deserve that second one. I could have had a third
one. There's no way. I'll bet you money. You should keep this running as you try to get him out of your apartment. There's no way. He's here for 2 days, bro.
He's not here for 2 days.
I'm telling you, Ben. I don't know how you're going to get him out of your apartment.
I'll lure him with, like, a trail of
he's
Asian
not
men.
Bro, he did not want to move two seats to the left to do the podcast. So do you think you're going to get him out of your apartment? How much money do you want? I have money. I will bet you money that he does not leave.
I think he's going to catch his 30-minute nap. He's going to get... Once we stop talking, he'll wake up.
He's
like, why the fuck didn't you wake me to do the podcast?
He hasn't slept in 2 days. So there's no half hour. He's not taking a power nap right now. He's unconscious. He's not conscious.
He's still holding his beer bottle.
He's holding it, but that's going to fall soon.
And spill.
All right.
This is officially our worst podcast to date.
It really is a bad one. But stick in there, everybody.
If you turn off right now and just come back next week, I'll understand.
No! No, you don't. You stick with us through the hard times, listeners. You don't fucking bail out when things go south.
I mean, if Bobby can't be bothered to be awake for it, can you blame our friends?
Yeah, I can blame them for not... They need to be dedicated. They need to have some kind of allegiance. Not fucking, you know, just fair weather. Listen when it's good, don't when it's not. You understand that. You're a Russian. You blindly follow orders.
No, those are Germans. We pretend to follow orders and do what we were going to do anyway.
Yeah, corruption.
It's not corruption. It's called gaming the system. There's a difference.
Sorry, gaming. Using your fancy millennial terms. All right, let's move forward.
You were saying a kid in a car.
Oh my god, that's
the
sad
Google
story. Ever.
What happened?
The kid, the father left. He killed his kid by leaving him in a car.
Was this like an infant?
Yeah, it was like a toddler.
Okay.
But he meant to do it because he Googled what temperature would kill a person in a car. He did. He Googled it.
He did Google it, Bobby. He did Google it, and I give him credit for it because I remember they said the other day the Puerto Rican guy Googled it because he wanted to know how long it was going to take him to fry the kids.
I mean, there's two takeaways.
What do you mean
here?
You give him credit for it, man? That's murder, bro.
Listen, if a guy can get away with it, then give him credit.
Are you kidding me?
He didn't get away with it. That's why we're talking about it.
He got arrested immediately.
I tried to get away from sleeping through this podcast, but no. Not these two fucking snitches.
We gave you a 14-minute rest.
The biggest fucking snitches I ever seen in the fucking game.
Now, there's two takeaways from this story, Mike.
What?
One is I didn't know Puerto Ricans knew how to use Google, so that's a win.
Okay, we're talking about different stories, because that's
First of all, that's super racist thing. Okay, but I appreciate your effort. But this guy was a white guy. He's a white guy. And I'm like, I think we're talking
like
about
a white Puerto Rican? Or
no, he's a white guy. Okay. A white male.
Oh, we don't usually kill our kids.
Yeah, that guy.
We just put him into an orphanage.
That guy is fucking the worst, man.
Like, here's the other takeaway.
I hope he gets I got a sandwich, cuz. What are you getting up and just fucking... You're like a grizzly bear, man. You sleep, you get up, you rustle through food, you go back to sleep. All right.
The other takeaway is you should be using incognito mode in Google Chrome if you're doing weird searches that can incriminate you. That way it doesn't save it in your history.
Yeah, but can't they go through your computer anyway if they really want to find it?
They can. It's a lot harder, but like if you just start... You don't want it so that the authorities just start typing how to and it autofills your last search of boil your kid in a car.
Well, I think that's just... I think we're missing the point here. The point is that that's the worst.
Well, I think toddlers should be pretty developed and they should be able to like unlock doors on their own.
I think they should.
Well, if you can walk, you can escape a car.
I think it was a kid and I think that that father should be... And he's going to be in jail forever, but I mean...
Yeah, I mean, it's sad.
What the fuck, man?
Sad, all that, blah, blah, blah. But, you know. I'm trying to take a tragedy and turn it into something humorous.
God bless America.
This podcast really has become callous, I feel like.
No,
between the two of you.
I had a nice two bags of crystal meth.
Yeah.
And I misplaced
them. You misplaced them
in your nose?
Do you snort that?
No.
Smoke?
You smoke it.
No.
What do you do with it?
Straight line?
Eat it.
Inject?
Inject it. Jesus Christ.
I hit the main line.
Okay. And Bobby's officially asleep again. We'll give you the play-by-play Bobby cam. Bobby wakes up. Chimes in, falls asleep.
Accuses someone of being Puerto Rican, falls asleep.
Hashtag crystal meth.
This really is an anti-drug commercial today.
No, it's...
Although it kind of makes me want to, like, have a beer to deal with how he is right now.
That's right. It's substance abuse.
Leading to more substance abuse.
Thank you for finishing my sentences for me, Ben. Ben's almost finished.
It's only been a year,
hey, it's gay pride.
It's only been a year, Ray. And the guy's already trying to wipe your ass and everything.
Well, yeah, I mean, because we're a podcast.
Did you say you were like your balls were all sweaty balls? And he goes, I like those too.
No. You're thinking of the barbecue you were at. What about your barbecues, Bobby?
That you didn't invite us to.
Yeah, you didn't invite us to the barbecues.
I wasn't allowed to invite anyone because it was a last second thing with going to Johnny's barbecue. Then we went to Big Eric's barbecue, the plumbing guy from upstate.
Yeah, the plumbing guy you mentioned.
And then we went to nowhere. We stayed in the room that night, trying to hook up, which I did with 12 of them.
You hooked up with 12 men in one night.
Yes, sir.
Wow, it's like jury duty. It's your own personal jury duty because there's 12.
He was found guilty of beating up the.
Was he?
Well, I don't know. 12
guilty
guys.
Of pounding that ass.
Here's the anatomy of the joke. You fuck 12 guys, and that's exactly the number of people that will be on your jury for fucking 12 guys. Well, okay, it's called Spell the Joke Out Monday.
Ding a ding a ding.
Spell the Joke Out Jesus. Monday, everybody.
Should we just delete this week and pretend no one's
No, no. Let's go on with the show. We're tired of your bullshit, Ben, what you're doing to us every week here. Which you want to delete a show. Mike Vecchione is in front. Usually he comes out, you know, weak, and then he ends up strong. He's coming out strong, and he's got a good opinions today, I'm telling
you. I'm forced to throw blows here because
of what... I tell you, I do a few blows this weekend myself.
Yeah, you did.
But I did it below the belt.
You You're 12 deep. 12 guys deep. 12 men. 12 angry men.
How dedicated I am to this show. I had a guy come over last night at... 7 in the morning, I would say, he came to my house.
Okay, that's
not a healthy hookup.
First of all, that's not last night. That's this morning. But go ahead, keep with
No, well, because the other guy, I finished with already.
Yeah.
So I saw him online, and he's a big freak when it comes to me. He's a young guy. Beautiful young man. Nice Chinese man.
Could you call him a Chinaman? Would you call him a Chinaman?
He's a Chinaman.
Okay. Can you, when one guy leaves and the other guy comes in... Do they high-five each other?
No, they bow to each other, as is tradition.
No, not really.
That's a good one.
It's all...
He's saying because they're Asian, they bow to each other on the way one on the way in and one.
But
on
they're
the way
not.
Out.
They're cats.
And then they bow to Bobby.
And then they bow.
No, they were cats.
What? They have cats?
They were all cats.
Because they licked your wounds?
No, in the neighborhood. People were picking them up and trying to help them out.
You have stray cats in your neighborhood? Are you calling your Chinese Chinaman cats? What's going on?
No, Bob? I live in the same neighborhood in West Hollywood. Stray cat, stretchy, what do you say?
All right, next topic.
No, no, it's Bobby's trailing off. So I wonder, let's focus more on this, because when one guy comes in, when they're they either bow, high five, chest bump.
They can pass the fried rice to the next one.
This is racial and, Bobby, want to defend yourself at all? Okay, Andy's back asleep. Holy shit. And Ben's on the computer looking at his,
No, I had some bullshit come up.
Oh, your messenger?
Well, I was trying to pull up the details for the next story, which I thought would take up most of the Pottercaster.
Well, quit bullshitting back then. We get done with this podcast.
Well, you're going to yell at Ben, Bobby?
At least I'm awake.
I mean, I have to defend Ben. He is awake.
That's all I'm bringing today.
He's
but
bringing a lot.
Now, are you out of town next Monday, Mike?
Yeah, I'm out of town.
So it's going to be me and Mr. Junkie?
Yeah.
All right, I'll get a guest on or two.
You're going to have to get
I'm
a gonna
guest
I'm
going to get
on. A guest. I'm in Aruba all week.
Nice.
So I'm working and
want to plug the venue? Tell our friends in Aruba where you can where they can come see you?
I'm not sure where it is. I think it's at the Marriott. But we're going to do all week. I'm bringing my lady down. We're going to have a good time. It's going to be fun.
Good time. I must break young lady.
Needed vacation.
Must need it.
I'm taking 4 days off myself.
Where are you going, Ben?
Going to Connecticut for a day, see my dad, then Long Island, Hamptons, 2 days of friend's wedding.
Wow. Is that why the reason for your free haircut?
Yeah, I actually wanted to look sharp for the wedding. It was getting hot. And you know.
I'm getting a free haircut. What do you think of him getting a free haircut, Bobby? Exactly. That's exactly the way I feel. I don't want to comment on it.
You already did.
It's a nice cut, but it's just, I love how cheap Ben is. He gets free everything. He's free. It's so awesome. Okay.
Main topic today, Supreme Court ruled against Obama and Obamacare and medicine in general and for religious psychopath extremists. I'm not biased. It's the Hobby Lobby case where they ruled a corporation, even a small one, can deny women access to contraception on their health insurance plan if it's for religious beliefs. And CNN is a shitty website that has music autoplay.
All right, so explain this to me, because you're the smartest.
So, say, which isn't saying much, but say
you're the smartest. Wait a second, I just compliment you and then you slam me?
I'm just sitting here trying to shoot.
No, you have slammed enough guys. Ben slamming me is uncalled for.
I apologize.
Him a compliment.
That was too much.
I give him a compliment, and then he swats it.
He gave you some of that innuendo.
Yeah. Innuendo, that was something. But no, I gave the kid a compliment, and he really just comes back swinging. It's not saying much, but I'm the smartest one. Giving us no credit at all.
That wasn't at you,
getting Mike. Too big for his fucking britches lately.
Ben's really pumped himself. We get it, Ben. We fucking get it.
Anyway, Supreme Court... If you own a corporation...
How you talk to women? You're so fucking harsh. A little sensitivity, Ben.
Are you a woman now? I gotta talk to you.
I'm
talking
saying,
to a woman?
I'm just saying.
Hey, baby.
A little sensitivity.
Your opinion is really important.
I just brought you a fucking sweet dessert. I'm getting talked to like a migrant worker over here. Ridiculous. Bobby, you want to chime in on this?
Not really.
Okay. Let's keep going, then. Ben.
He's not at all of it.
Was that Chinese? Ben?
Anyway, the Supreme Court says if you're, say me, you and Bobby start a corporation called the Passive Aggressive Podcast, right, that has a bank account and an actual profit, and we start hiring people.
Right.
If we don't, we need to, like, give them health insurance. That's the new Obamacare law. Like, if you're a small business, like 100 people or whatever, there's, I don't know the details, but... It's against our, you're the only religious one. So say somehow you become CEO... And it's against your religious beliefs that women should have access to contraception, birth control, just even birth control, not even abortions, whatever, just like birth control pills.
Yeah.
you can make it so that the health insurance plan doesn't cover birth control, which is like a standard insurance thing. And the Supreme Court said that's fine because corporations are people, so their opinion is valid, even if they're discriminating against people that work for them.
That's insane. That really makes me furious. It's such a windy interpretation, but the real thing is, it's just somebody trying to impose their beliefs on somebody else, which I think stinks.
And it's just that if they have religious beliefs, they can impose it on their employees.
Yeah, that's stupid.
And it's only a matter of time until it's like a bigger corporation or a bigger one.
Yeah, it makes me furious. First of all, the premise that a corporation is a person is flawed.
Yeah.
So based on that, everything is wrong.
So sure.
But that's insane. I believe everybody should have contraception all the time. I actually believe the opposite.
It's a fluke of the healthcare system that healthcare is related to your workplace to begin with. Like, those two things didn't used to be related.
Right.
What happened, I believe, during World War II, all wages got frozen.
Mm-hmm.
So the way companies started to compete for, like, good talent was offering them better health insurance or more health insurance than they had somewhere else. Like, that was the main perk.
Right.
And then it just became standard as part of all workforces.
Hmm.
Where that, usually that shouldn't be, that's not necessarily, like, always related in other countries. Like, you just have medicine.
Right.
And you work where you work, but now that it's all interrelated, politics and religion gets mixed in as well. And so,
yeah, but I don't like the feeling behind that. Like, just because, that's the opposite of what most organized religions are supposed to be. It's supposed to be about love and forgiveness and unconditional love. That's what it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be imposing your thought process or your will on somebody else. That's not what it should be.
Well, no contraception leads to more babies, which leads to more little religious morons.
Well, I think it's wrong to say that people, just because you're religious, you're a moron. I don't think that's an absolute truth either.
You could be spiritual. If you blindly follow any doctrine makes you a moron.
I think people could be... It's all matters about what's in your heart. Okay? So you could be religious and follow rules. And like the way my mother's religious. I wouldn't say... She's spiritual also, but she's religious. She goes to church, you know what I mean? But she doesn't like force it down anybody's throat.
Right.
She's, you know... She has her beliefs, though, but she doesn't try to shove them in your face.
Which is good.
You know what I mean? So, she could be, she's a good person. She's religious, but she's also, you know, not intrusive into other people's lives.
So, if it's
a direct conflict with what you're supposed to be. It's a direct conflict.
And especially, Republicans believe in no government interference, and they're the ones pushing for this contraception thing, which is government interference in between you and your doctor.
Yeah, they push for things that fit in with their agenda.
Yeah.
I just think it's an insane thing, especially in this day and age. You should have the choice of whether to use contraception or not.
It shouldn't be up to what your boss believes. Like, that's just not related to anything.
I don't think so either.
But, I mean, what ends up happening is people that are more liberal or just want freedom end up moving from those podunk states to the coast. And then the states in the middle become more podunk because of it, because anyone smart enough gets the fuck out of there. I've offended everyone today.
No, I think you have. But I think it's just a poor interpretation. It's just a... Like, the Supreme Court, we look at these people as, like, our smartest people. But it's all up to interpretation, most of it, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a terrible interpretation.
And all the Supreme Court justices just kind of tend to rule on whatever their political beliefs are to begin with.
Right.
Like, it's very little has to do with, oh, this is right, this is wrong. It's, here's what I believe, how can I find a law somewhere that's precedence that I can use to justify the conclusion I've already reached?
I believe that to be true.
There's been books by, like, actual law professors about that, where you can predict what's going to happen, how each judge is going to rule in, like, 98% of cases just based on their previous rulings. That has nothing to do with the merit of the specific case.
Instead of searching for, like, options and answers and then weighing them, which is what they're supposed to really do, right?
Or what would be best for the country.
What would be best for the country. They don't do that. They just... That's a problem, man. It's a problem with politicians. It's a problem with... It's just, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a human characteristic trait.
Yeah, no, they other scientists have found, like, first we make a decision, then we justify it to ourselves. Like, whatever it is, like, we always, because the lizard part of your brain is quicker than your rational.
Right.
And there's this, like, I believe it's a 300 millisecond delay, like a third of a second.
Right.
Between when you decide to do something and when you do it, when it's like, it's like decide to like go of a ruler and catch it. There's right. like a, they've timed it. There's always a delay. And that's where like the automatic part of your brain makes a decision. And then you just post hoc justify everything.
Wow. But that flies directly in the face of legitimate science. Doesn't it?
Why?
Because legitimate science is like, you're supposed to, you know, everything's, but you're doing, you're searching for answers and you're doing these experiments in order to find these, you're doing like a control, like you're doing experiments to find answers.
They did the experiment to find that answer.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about justifying, coming up with your own solution and then justifying it flies in the face of the scientific process.
Right. Science
is really supposed to be a search for truth.
Supposed to be, here's my hypothesis. Right. I'm going to run an experiment. Usually what happens, you have a hypothesis, you run an experiment. The experiment doesn't go according to your hypothesis.
Right.
So you adjust your hypothesis to make the experiment so that that data fits some hypothesis so that it can get published. Because the more you get published, the more money you get, the more famous you get.
You always spin it into sadness and corruption.
I call it
you
reality.
You always spin
it's just
it
incentives,
that
Michael.
Can we deal with an ideal world once in a while? The way that, I don't know, man.
Jason Kidd, coach of the Brooklyn Nets, has been traded to Milwaukee. They've started trading coaches now.
Can they do that?
They can and have.
I know that he was trying to get, more power, more money, more power, because they went to the playoffs, but.
Yeah, he went up against the Russian owner, and the Russian was, you want more power? You give it in fucking Milwaukee.
So he bounced.
He got bounced.
Literally, it's a basketball term that he bounced.
Now he's on the rebound. We could do this all day. Bobby will still be asleep.
We did it. But no, I was watching a New York one, and I happened to catch this story, and they were interviewing people, and there was one guy who was like, yeah, you know, I mean, you can't just have one
good year,
into the playoffs, and then ask for more power. Like,
which would be fine. I'd be down for that. If you have a bad year, you got to renegotiate your contract, too.
Yeah.
They never let you, they never renegotiate when something goes wrong, more athletes even than coaches.
What they do is fire you. Something goes wrong and they don't like it, they fire
Right, but athletes, they have one good season, they want a new contract. They have one bad season, they don't ever say, okay, give me less money next year.
I've seen in some organizations where they do that, where it's like they force the guy to take less money or they threaten to release him.
Well, that's only in football where they can cut players with fewer penalties than baseball or basketball.
You've got a fucking smart-ass answer for everything, don't you, Ben?
Yeah.
You know, when Bobby's out of this podcast, I feel like I'm butting heads with you a lot.
Well, we need to create some sort of conflict.
And I think it's from the fucking premise that you started from, where there's a lot of animosity here. I mean, Bobby feels it probably.
Well, most of the animosity is asleep.
No, Bobby probably feels it too, that you called us dumb earlier. In a roundabout Russian way, you called us dumb.
I apologize for calling you dumb, Mike.
No. Bobby's a smart guy too. Bobby!
Yeah,
he can't even defend himself.
Jesus.
He's limp right now. He's limp in the red chair.
He's something.
You're never gonna get him to leave your apartment.
You're not allowed to leave until he leaves.
No, I'm out of here, bro.
Help me get him the fuck
I'm
out.
So fucking out of here. Oh my god, he's passed out.
He's done.
I blame the gays. If you wouldn't have had such a party,
too much gayness for
if you
one.
Wouldn't have had gay. If you guys wouldn't have had just a gay weekend, he wouldn't be in this kind of shape.
I'm pretty sure every weekend's a gay weekend.
It is a gay weekend, but, like, this is over the top. Like, he's probably thinking about rainbows right now.
Dreaming about rainbows.
Dreaming about rainbows and cartwheels and sprinkles on cupcakes and glitter. And I'm trying to think more gay stuff. Okay, but our gay fans, hang in there. Bobby will make a full...
I don't know that he's going to make a full...
Probably not this episode, but by next week, he's going to need to be in some kind of shape because I'm off the
grid. I'll get some guests.
You got to get some guests.
I got something lined up.
Oh, thank
I might
God.
Even get two or three, just in case this is the
Bobby, we're winding down.
World Cup, any thoughts?
Oh, yeah.
Go USA.
Yeah. I watched Greece. Everybody knows that we broadcast from Astoria, which is primarily Greek.
Colombian, and apparently, according to all the cars honking their fucking horns this week.
Was that for gay pride traffic or because Brazil won?
Because Colombia was playing.
Colombia. The guy who makes my coffee versus the guy. That was my joke. Is like, you can tell who won and who lost by the people who service you in the neighborhood. The guy who made my gyro was sad, but the guy who does my laundry was happy. The Netherlands beat Mexico. The guy who makes my furniture versus the guy who delivers my furniture.
But the guy who grows your pot and prostitutes versus the guy who delivers your pot and prostitutes.
It's Netherlands?
Yeah, they have legalized prostitution and marijuana.
No, that's over there. I'm talking about over here in this neighborhood.
I don't know any Dutch people.
Neither do I. So, yeah.
Good joke, though, is what I meant to say.
We were trying to workshop a joke there.
It was good.
Italy is out. The guy from Uruguay bit the guy from Italy. And I thought that was interesting. It's always interesting when someone gets bit in a game where there's no hands. He couldn't hold him to eat him. He had to just bite him without using his hands, which is pretty impressive.
It's like Walking Dead style.
I think it was a nice zombie apocalypse kind of thing. USA, we as you say, Ben, backed our way in. We lost to Germany, okay, but we still qualified. What's the ring of death? What do they call it?
Group of death.
Group of death. We made it through, USA, Patriot style. We made it through, and now we've got to play the fucking Belgians.
So they got good beer, good chocolate, good waffles.
But you know what my thing is like, we're so much bigger of a country than these little countries that we're playing. Do we really need the whole country to beat them? We should dispatch, like, one state. It's like, okay, Belgium, you get to play South Dakota. Like, we should just dispatch one of the Dakotas or a Georgia or an Idaho to play them and then beat them. I think
we should let them play against Puerto Rico to make up for my previous comment, which I feel bad about.
Well, if they beat if Puerto Rico wins, they get statehood. If they lose, they float further towards
Cuba.
Yeah, which is affectionately known as the other Puerto Rico.
I thought that was the Dominican Republic.
It's a bunch of different...
We need some Dominican on here to explain this whole Mexican conundrum.
I don't know how Aruba's team is doing, but...
I don't think Aruba has a team.
I'm going to be there sunning. I'm going to be funny.
You're going to be live-tweeting Aruba for us?
A live-tweet Aruba when you guys are doing the other podcast, which hopefully Bobby has to sleep because he has to do a lot of the heavy lifting next week, which we were forced to do this week.
Well, I'm going to take the pilot's chair that you've been in for every episode. It's going to be the Mike Vecchione Memorial Chair.
Russian optimism, how's it doing? Give us an update.
It closed 3,800. My illustrator gave me the next 11 sketches. I got to give him some notes. We're making progress. We're going to be hope to be done by December as promised.
Fuck yeah, hopefully share earlier. Business. And my CD, see, the hard copies came to my place. I wasn't there. They sent me a delivery. We have to reorganize the delivery. And I'm going out of town for a week. So the timing couldn't have been better. I'm not going to see the hard copies of the CDs for a while.
Muscle Confusion. Get it on iTunes.
Get it on iTunes. I'm mentioning it at every show. Like a real whore. I'm mentioning it on every show. Last Comic Standing played a 2-hour episode of The Best Jokes. And I don't know, from what I've heard, I've made several, they gave me several clips of jokes that I told. So it's more TV time. So that's awesome for me. Got a lot of positive tweets and a lot of positive Facebook messages. By the way, you have to show me how to, like, close down my Facebook. I don't know how to do it. Like, people still have friend requests me, and I can't approve them because I have over 5,000.
Yeah, you can't close it down.
Can't I just say no more at this time?
Nope.
Ben, you know, you can
figure your way out. But it should give them a message that you're at 5,000 and can't friend anyone else.
Wow. I don't know what message it gives. What message does it give that Bobby showed up here and slept the entire time?
He cares, but not really.
He doesn't really care, and I can see you itching. You're itching to do user tweets.
Well, I just want to turn the air conditioner back on. I'm getting warm.
Favorite. Oh, you're getting warm?
I'm getting warm. Russian, I'm turning on the air, so no I'm trying to feeling. Wrap this up.
I know that's why you cut the air off, is because you want to save money, you fucking
No, it fucks up the sound.
That's what you say?
It fucks up the sound.
Yeah, that's what you say to sell it to us, but I really know it's you don't even pay your fucking electric.
No, because you guys complain so much, I run the air, when I'm not running late, okay. I run the air for an hour or two before
wait
the show.
Wait a second, Mike.
Oh, wait, he's alive.
Mike, am I hearing what I'm hearing right?
What?
No, I just
got time for user tweets, that's what
no,
you're
No, I just
hearing.
Got an idea from Malta.
What?
From Malta.
What about Malta?
I just came back from Malta.
Okay, you were dreaming.
No, I'm not dreaming.
No, you aren't.
I was in Malta, having a chocolate malted, minding my own business. And you know what happened?
What?
Two idiots started screaming and yelling about the time of the day and everything. Why don't they just mind their own business? That's what happened in Malta. Because there ain't no plaything Malta over there. Jesus Christ.
User tweets, at Ted Teddy Man says, at the PA pod, my baggage from Cali was either lost or delayed. But I pin this on Comic Mike V and at Big Ben Comedy. They are trying to decode
tell
my method.
Tell them I got a used condom I'll give them. A used condom for the Ted Teddy Man.
I told him, I responded on Twitter, I have no connections to the Baggage Handlers Union. That's more of a working class Mike or Bobby racket.
Yeah, Bobby racket. How many $1 million you going to put away right now? Big boy.
And Teddy responded, right, Ben, if you're absent-minded physics professor look, you can be any place and not be suspected.
Wow.
Wait, I think so that was a compliment.
He's got a fucking wit about him, that Ted.
Yeah, he's got like a 19
he's got a cutting. He's got a cutting wit.
Teddy also says, TSA was nice enough to hold and inspect my luggage. I think they wanted to ask, are you affiliated with the PA pod? Yeah, kinda, not really.
Nah, he's affiliated with us.
He's affiliated.
Come on. He denies us in the face
not
of
not really, life. Because according to what I was saying, he said, told me no.
Well, no. When he's faced with the TSA, he's gonna sell us out.
Can't blame him. They're pretty intimidating.
Come well, on.
They're pretty intimidating with their middle school diplomas.
Ah, Ben, you're a fucking elitist, dude. Are you hearing this, Bobby?
He's not hearing anything. Sleeping. He's in Belgium
he's
again.
He's sleeping. I'm irate by myself that you're fucking,
Our friend Abigail Altabeth at Pitbull Lover. Bobby clapped when my name was mentioned, and Ben was actually funny. Good episode, guys, at the PA pod.
Wow.
That was one word away from being a compliment.
No, Abigail LTF there, she sent us invites to go to our barbecue July 4th.
You are like the barbecue king.
I've been getting all the barbecues we get.
Yeah, I think so.
I think I even put some barbecue sauce on a kid's butthole last night.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy. And the last one, speaking of, from Teddy, I heard when Bobby met the Aussie said, good day, mate. Then Bobby said, well, really, it's a good day for rape and gape.
That's disgusting. I know a couple of geese that will come around here right now and smack the shit out of you for saying that.
That's me reading a fucking tweet, you moron.
That's Teddy Man's tweet.
Fucking geese.
Well, all right. Bobby's really mailed it in today.
Well, it's phoned it in, is the expression. Yeah.
You can mail it in.
I cannot believe it.
It was one step below phoning it in.
You want to always justify everything, Ben.
To our friends out there, I'm very sorry for my behavior today, but yesterday I had three different guys, and when they came over this morning, and the day before, I had three other guys, and I was very tired, and I got them in the other place, they're stinking gypsies. And,
you're blaming the gypsies for your tiredness?
You had a revolving door of gay this weekend. No. In and out. Do you have a revolving door?
I think it was a caravan. He mentioned gypsies. It must have been a caravan. No.
Do you have a kiosk in your front door?
No, but I beg your pardon. I promise you a rose garden.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
this
we're
has been
wrap. Final thoughts. Anybody?
I'm sorry.
That was the whole podcast?
That was the podcast, bro.
That is bullshit. Give the people the money's worth. How about tweets?
We just already did tweets.
Damn, while you were asleep, you big fucking sleep.
I'm a palooka. I could have been somebody. Could have been a contender. You know what I mean? No, I'm Marlon. Can you put me in a switch? My brother.
Was that a
thank
Sprando?
You. That was, I don't know, that was more incoherent mumbling. Thank you for joining us this week on the Passive Aggressive Podcast.
Well, for Mike Vecchione and for, what is his name, Mike?
Ben Rosenfeld?
Ben Rosenfeld. I'm Bobby Hollywood, man.
We're sorry, and we'll see you next week.
But at least I got fresh bread. I stole a bread. I told them it was Bennett was still in office. They would have recognized my garbage at lunch, but they didn't.